101.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 27th of October. Chilly start to the day, 48 degrees, and this is kind of temperature-wise where we will be the entire day. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Public Relations Manager Vicki Smith. We're going to be talking about county website upgrades coming up. Vicki, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. So county commissioners taking the step yesterday. Tell us a little bit about this partnership with Civic Plus that was proposed, approved yesterday, and really how this unfolded.
We have been discussing this project for well over a year and a half now. It has been a much needed change. We're super excited about this because what our goal is to bring a much more user-friendly technology custom-built to give us more of a streamlined way to have people be able to access information in a protected way. And one of our highest priorities is going to be cybersecurity protection.
What are some of the different concerns with the current LyonCounty.org, really besides cybersecurity, but what are some of the current concerns that have been discussed and really will be addressed with this new update?
One of the biggest things is we want to make it more accessible to people with any type of disability. We have one of the packages that we purchased is called AudioEye. And it's going to help us to be able to put specific information on there for different types of disabilities so that they can choose a way that will change the look or the feel of the website so that they're better able to access the same information as anybody.
All right. So it's been approved. What is the next step now, Vicki, in getting this whole process started?
The next step is going to be talking with Civic Plus, and each department is going to have the opportunity to talk to them and express the things that they would like to see on the website. One thing I would also encourage is if the public has any positive input on things they would like to see, they can reach out to me at any time here in the near future and give me some ideas.
Well, this is no small task. You know,
nope.
to upgrade this, and it's going to be, I shouldn't say upgrade, this is going to be brand new. It will be certainly an upgrade when it's all said and done. So how long do you expect this process to take, Vicki?
Well, initially we thought it was going to be 9-plus months, but when I reached out to them yesterday, I think with what we're going to do, I think we're looking more like 6 months.
Understood. Now, Civic Plus is the partner here with the City of Emporia with its most recent iteration of the website, and this may be a question which is way too early to answer, but will the layout here for the county website resemble that for the city?
There's some things that may look similar, but we won't have a lot of the things they have because they have a specific piece in there, like their mass notifications and stuff, for Emporia, which, you know, and then eventually we may get something like that, but ours would be more of an outline because we don't want ours to duplicate what they have here. We don't want people to get double notifications or anything like that. So for now, we're not going to have the notification piece, so we won't have that. We don't have people making online utility payments. So there's certain things that we're not going to need.
Will there be any payment options for people to use through the county through this, though?
We're hoping to do that. There's certain things like we're looking into, such as people being able to maybe make their real estate or vehicle payments, maybe some permits, that kind of thing.
Understood. Vicki Smith, Lyon County Public Relations Manager, joining us here with the County Commission finalizing a partnership with Civic Plus for a new website, possibly by the early to middle stages of next year, up and running. Will it have the same address, lyoncounty.org, or is that also going to be a bit of an adjustment for folks once this is all done?
Initially, we will keep the .org, but by the end of it, we're already in the process of starting to be a .gov, which is a much higher level of security, but they wouldn't let us go ahead with that until we had our new website in place.
So did you have a number of firms that you looked at to join and partner with to get this upgrade done, Vicki?
We did. We had 13 different proposals, and then we actually had one later, but it was well after the fact. Anywhere from people in the United States, from India to Canada to Amsterdam, we had all different kinds of entities, making their proposals.
What was it about Civic Plus that, given what you had there with the amount of interest, what was it about Civic Plus that stood out?
We looked at a lot of the same things that they offered, but they went to the next level on things. Obviously, they are in Kansas. They're based out of Manhattan. That was one thing. But I think their level of service went above and beyond what others did. That, and they are very specific to government entities. That's what they specialize in. And that makes a huge difference because they know what we need.
Well, easier to go to Manhattan or from Manhattan to here than Amsterdam from here.
That is very well said.
Definitely the case. So what was the final price tag, Vicki?
So I had asked for a little bit of a reduction, and so with both packages, it's going to be right around $32,000.
Okay, and the work starts soon.
It does, and I will note that comes out of our CARES Act funds that came through COVID, so it's not anything that is coming directly from the taxpayers' money.
Understood.
Good to note.
All right, Vicki, anything else you wanted to let us know here about specifically the website at this point in time and processes leading forward from here?
I don't think so. I cannot tell you how excited I am to be part of this project because I really want to make it the best that we can possibly have.
We can tell you're excited. It shows, Vicki. It shows.
Excellent.
Now the transition, you'll remain on the old website, and then how will the integration go? Will it be slowly, or one day we're going to poof, you're going to be there with a new site?
Usually they do I don't know what you would call it, like a soft start and make sure that everything's working, and then we roll it out.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Vicki, please keep us posted here. I know this is probably going to be the source point of several updates here from at the County Commission meetings for the next few weeks. But, please keep us posted on this, and we're looking forward to the new iteration coming shortly.
No more than I am.
That sounds like it.
Vicki, great job. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Vicki.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. That's Vicki Smith, Lyon County Public Relations Manager. We should say a very happy Vicki Smith, Chuck.
And quite possibly a very relieved Vicki Smith, too, with the new website possibly coming on board no later maybe than spring of 2020.